Welcome back to Hoops Talk with Saul Morgenstern. Hope you've been enjoying the NBA season so far. We're about 2 weeks into the season and things are starting to take shape a bit. We've got the injuries happening in Golden State, and the Warriors are certainly falling from grace rapidly. We've got quite a stunning beginning in Phoenix, the Suns showing themselves to be much more playoff worthy, perhaps, than we realized. We've got the Miami Heat, who even without Jimmy Butler, had quite the beginning, quite the opening stretch, and then just dismantled the Houston Rockets the other night. That was a wake-up call for many. Perhaps the Heat are a tougher team than many realized. But today's show is going to be focused on the team from Beantown, the Boston Celtics. All right, so we have our first caller. His name is Jimmy. And we're going to hear his takes and his questions, and then I'll respond to Jimmy. All right, thank you for tuning in to Hoops Talk with Saul.
Hey, Saul, first time, long time. Listen, yo, I'm calling about the Celtics. Name's Jimmy. And listen, I want to know whether or not you think that they can actually win the title this year. A lot of my pals think I'm nuts because I put a C note on the C's winning it all. 40-1 shot. I guess it was worth a shot. I don't know. A lot of people think this ain't the year. But I really like what I saw when they beat the Bucks. And I think Gordon Hayward is all the way back. And they've been winning games without Jalen and Kanter. Hey, shut up! I'm on my break, goddammit. Leave me alone. Sorry about that. Where was I? The C's winning the title, right. They got the best coach in the NBA. Tatum is a true all-star. The only question I got is, do you think that they can defend enough to knock off the Sixers and the Bucks and then the Clippers or the Lakers or whoever the hell wins in the West? So what do you say? Okay, my break's over soon. I got to get back to the register. Thanks, Saul. Great show.
Okay, so a few things about this Celtics team. A nice start to open the year. 4 wins, 1 loss. You look at the schedule, that opening night loss to the Sixers in Philly. Now, they lost by 14 points, but they played pretty tough for the first half or so. And Philly is the cream of the crop in the East. It's looking that way. It's looking perhaps like maybe Philly is a little bit more durable. Then Milwaukee, maybe Philly's going to be a little tougher out. Many are worried about the Sixers, you know. They've got the size, they've got the tenacity. Guys like Josh Richardson and Thibodeau, I believe that's the rookie's name, Matthias Thibodeau, they play tough defense. They give you no quarter, they give you no inch. They're going to go after you. Okay, so watch out for the Sixers. That loss to the Sixers, expected. It wasn't expected the Celtics were going to beat the Sixers on the road to begin the year the way that Philly has looked. Okay, now you go on. You beat the Raptors at home in your home opener. It was a gritty win. It was a tough win. And Kemba got going. Jaylen Brown got going in that game. Really took off. Siakam. Wow. Siakam has just stepped right into that void that Kawhi left. And my goodness, Pascal Siakam is looking ready to go. He's definite all-star this year. If he's not, a third-team All-NBA. I mean, he's just unstoppable. It's crazy how quickly he's risen. Okay. So they beat the Raptors. A tough, gritty win at home. You know, 6-point win. Pulled it out. Okay. Now you beat the Knicks twice out of 3 games. Not surprising. Knicks are a mess. Kemba. Woo! 32. And then 32, and then 33. Kemba has got it going right now. He's in the groove. That opening, you know, difficulty. It was Philly, again. That defense, different than every other defense in the NBA this year. Top defense in the league, I'd expect. All right. So now Kemba's going. The offense is rolling. And the surprising thing, they beat the Bucks. They came from behind and beat the Bucks at home. And that's the one that has everybody thinking, wow. Wow, this Celtics team, maybe they're more than, you know, we expected. Maybe they're more than a 48-win team. Maybe they're going to push in the playoffs a bit here. They can beat the Bucks. Let's just say the Bucks didn't look great. Giannis is really pressing a little bit right now. He's fouled out a few times. They're finding their footing, and they're missing Malcolm Brogdon in a way they didn't quite expect. You know, Malcolm Brogdon is really a perfect complementary player. They don't have him now. He's in Indiana. They're adjusting. I'm sure they're going to make adjustments as the season goes. I'm sure they're going to add another guard to that rotation. Okay. But that win against the Bucks, yes, it's reason for optimism. That comeback, that defense, Marcus Smart doing everything, Gordon Hayward looking to fill in all the areas needed. He's whatever you need. Both Smart and Hayward, they adapt. They can adapt to what's needed. And Tatum's hitting his threes. Tatum's hitting a remarkable number of his threes early on. Is that sustainable? Is a fair question. It's a fair question. Tatum's at, let's look here. 3-point percentage. So Tatum's at 49%. He's at 3.5 out of 7.5 attempts a game. I mean, let's be honest. Tatum, improved shooting? Yes. 49% from three? Not likely to continue. Gordon Hayward's at 56% after five games. 56%. Is that going to continue? No. So these two guys, very hot right out of the gates. And Kemba is taking 9 threes a game. Think about that. 9 threes a game? That's Antoine-esque, right? That's Antoine Walker, not Kemba. That's back in the day, Antoine, before everybody started shooting the threes. But Kemba's hitting 37%, but he keeps you honest by taking so many threes. He's forcing the defense to come out. And what's that leading to? 8 free throw attempts a game. He's at 93% from the line. Kemba is getting to the line. They need that more than anything. So you'll take the 9 three-point attempts at 37% if you get the 8 free throw attempts at 92%. Now, Kemba's usage rate has been higher the last 3 games. Why? Jaylen Brown's absence. Okay. Jaylen Brown's been absent. He's got an illness, an infection, just after this contract extension. Believe me, Jaylen's coming back. He's coming back this week. Here's what I'd say about the Celtics. It's easy to get wrapped up, like Jimmy did, in the idea that they're they're just not going to skip a beat from where they were supposed to be, we thought, last year. Contention, Eastern Conference contention, possible finals appearance, right? Let's hold the brakes. Let's keep in mind 2 wins against the measly Knicks, you know, doesn't mean much. Coming up, they've got a couple easy games. They got the Cavs tonight. They got Charlotte Thursday. Woo! Kemba retribution. Terry Rozier. Oh boy, that's going to be fun. I'm guessing both games will be easy wins. They'll be 6-1 riding high, 6-game winning streak. Now you got some tough ones coming after that. Who do you got on Saturday? On Saturday, you got at San Antonio. Monday, coming home from this 3-game road trip, you got Dallas at home. Those two games, to me, will say a lot. Okay, Spurs on the road. 7th, 8th seed in the West, probably. Dallas at home. Dallas has looked great. So those two games will be barometers. After that, the schedule goes back to easy. I mean, this is an easy opener for the Celtics. They got the Wizards, the Warriors, whoo, Sacramento, Phoenix. Then you have the Clippers. That Clippers-Denver combo in mid-November there, November 20th and 22nd. That's going to tell you where you are. So you got two-game stretches, which are going to be good barometers for this Celtics team. You got the Spurs and the Mavs. Saturday and Monday, a week from now. And who after that? A couple weeks, you get the Clippers and Nuggets. 2, cream of the crop of the West. Okay. How they fare in those games, that's going to give you a sense of where the Celtics team is. So let's enjoy what they've done, but let's not get too wrapped up in these Knicks victory blowouts. Okay. They should be beating the Knicks. It was actually a game winner by Tatum. It wasn't a blowout, that second one. Okay. So be excited. Are they going to win the title, Jimmy asked me. Let's be honest, Jimmy. 40-1 odds, there's a good reason they were 40-1 odds to win the title, okay? The idea of them beating both the Sixers and the Clippers, or Lakers, or Nuggets, probably going to be Clippers. I just, you're going to have to add Clint Capella. You're going to have to add a center. It's not going to be done with Enos Kanter at center. It's not going to be done with Daniel Tice at center. Now, they might add Clint Capella. The Rockets may fall apart here. The Rockets may disassemble themselves. They may sell them for parts, you know. And Clint Capella, that'll be a nice addition for the Celtics. That'll be really nice. If they can add Clint Capella, then we're talking. Right now, let's take it easy. We're 5 games into the season, Jimmy. All right. Have a good rest of your shift, Jimmy. Thanks for calling in. That's it for Hoops Talk. Until next time, keep hooping. All right, Celtics fans, a little live in the moment update. Haywatch, if you will. Gordon Hayward going off tonight against the Cavaliers. Hello, Celtics fans. This is Saul Morgenstern again. A little post-show update here for you. Just to let you know, Gordon Hayward has had quite the evening for himself against the Cleveland Cavaliers here. End of the third quarter, and he's at 30 points on 13 of 16 from the field, 4 for 4 from the line, and he's 0 for 3 from deep. And so, like we were talking about, that three-point shooting might go down, but my goodness, those are the only 3 shots Mr. Hayward has missed all night against the Cavaliers. Now, the Cavaliers can make everyone feel a little bit better this year. Their defense is atrocious to say nothing. You know, atrocious at best, whatever. What do we want to say? It's miserable, okay? The Knicks and the Cavs are just going to give you baskets as if they were sitting on the sidelines saying, please be my guest. Score at will tonight. We'll just be here eating some popcorn and nachos. Enjoy. We're just looking for lottery tickets for next year. Okay, but Gordon Hayward, 13 of 16, 30 points, 6 assists, 5 boards. And this is through 3 quarters, folks. 25 minutes of basketball. I've got to say, he's enjoying Mr. Jaylen Brown's absence once again. Now, Brown is due back this week. How will Hayward adjust to that? We shall see. Keep in mind, Hayward is lighting up the Cavs. He's not lighting up the Sixers. He's not lighting up the Clippers. He's lighting up the Cavs. Still, something to note, Mr. Hayward might indeed be back this year, folks. And if you're excited about the Celtics, that's a good omen for you. That's a good sign. Okay. Until next time, keep hooping. Okay, one more post-show update about Mr. Gordon Hayward. Just as we were salivating over the possibility of the return to All-Star form, Mr. Hayward has unfortunately fractured his left hand. LaMarcus Aldridge is a strong man, and Hayward tried to maneuver around Aldridge and jammed the hand awkwardly into Aldridge's steel-plated sternum and broke a bone in his hand. He's having a specialist look at the hand today, Monday, November 10th, and, Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Welcome, and thank you to all the veterans who've served in our military over the years. We appreciate your service. So, the question is, what will this do to the Celtics in the next few months, assuming Hayward is out for a significant time? Well, let's start with the fact that Jaylen Brown's returning, and so is Enos Kanter. Brown has returned in the last 2 games, and he went off against San Antonio for 30 points, looking marvelous and looking sprightly and agile, and whatever was going on in his leg and the abscesses and the draining of the fluid, it seems like it's history and he's fine. This is good news. Jaylen replacing Hayward is a nice boost. It's going to compensate for some of what Hayward does and what we will lose with Gordon going down. Now with Kanter, you have some offense. You have some offense in the bigs. For all that Tice and Robert Williams, bless their hearts, have done the last few weeks, Kanter does bring a different skill set, a little more balance in the post offensively. Now defensively, you're lacking with Kanter. You still have Tyson Williams when you need a defensive boost. So there's ups and downs to this. Of course, it's sad to lose Gordon, especially to another injury that could potentially keep him out for a few a few weeks to 2 months. It's just frustrating, you know, but it's not as significant as the other injury was by any means. It's a hand injury. It's the non-shooting hand, his left hand. So, though we should, you know, be concerned about what's lost in depth when we insert Jalen straight into the Hayward role, taking over more of a scorer, a little bit less of a facilitator, you know, possibly equally strong on the boards. We'll see how Jalen picks up the boards with Hayward out. Hayward had picked up the slack for Cantor being out, so Cantor and Jalen being out. So, you know, the Celtics are playing so well right now. You just want to see where it goes. You don't want to get overzealous, and you don't want to, you know, we're still 8 games in. We're not 80 games in. We're not 40 games in. We're 8 games into a very long season. So let's pause. Let's take a second here. See what happens with Jalen being reinserted. See how Cantor looks upon returning. But yeah, it's very frustrating. Just when he's playing very, very confidently and scoring at will, it seems, in the mid-range, he goes down again. Understandably frustrating for all Celtics fans. Let's stay positive. We've got a great record. We're 7-1. We're moving into tonight against Dallas. And okay, Celtics fans, that's enough. Keep hooping.